This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, as we do, whenever I'm looking for a few pointers here and there, I decide to go to, the man that James Yeager calls the best pistolero he's seen in the modern age, and that would be Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How you doing, sir?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I've had a conversation with you. I had a conversation with Fisher earlier today. I always enjoy it when I get to hang out with the tough guys.
Very cool.
So, were you able to look into those incidents I brought up?
Yes, and what do you think? I mean,
well, I think
what questions do you have?
Well, like the Michigan one, okay, this police officer in the Michigan one, she parks behind him two car lengths, and he gets rid of that distance without her doing anything. And she waits till it looks like he gets to the front of her car, and then she engages. And when she begins to engage, now, that young lady can shoot, and she clears a stoppage like a boss. I mean, she just pop, and she's back in the fight. But, I mean, what do you think about this new dynamic among police officers where it seems like they're trying to avoid shooting somebody? I get it. I understand it. But what do you think about that?
Not good. The if you step back like I have and kind of look at the big picture, so to speak, what I see taking place is public opinion having an impact to the extent that police officers are being forced to put their life on the line unnecessarily. There's a lot of moving parts in respect to, you know, a shooting. And to force it on law enforcement as a whole that your actions are going to come under national level scrutiny,
right,
for your decision making process, that is a I see that as an unnecessary burden to bear. Now, I'm not saying that shootings should not be reviewed, punitive action taken if that's what's necessary. But it's not taking this whole attitude towards law enforcement. It's sad, really. It's really sad that it's got to this extent. I support law enforcement. I feel that law enforcement should be given every opportunity to, you know, train and practice and condition themselves to handle the adversity of, you know, being a cop in this day and age. But to, you know, have social opinion sway the decision-making process of law enforcement as a whole on a tactical level is pure nonsense. Should be made to go away.
I see these police officers. I mean, I've seen one male police officer that looks like he ran about 50 yards backwards, trying not to engage, trying not to shoot somebody, and I understand that.
Right.
But I mean, this is going to, I mean, so far, and I'm not aware of this, maybe you are, but I'm just waiting for one of these guys to trip up and then have this guy come in on top of him, and that's not going to be good.
Well, it's like, you know, one of the most evil things that, you know, came out of Pandora's box is nobody has a crystal ball. You don't know what's going on in the mind of a criminal in respect to not just the level of violence they choose to take against law enforcement personnel, but the speed in which it can be delivered. It's a necessary, you know, this whole social climate influence, it's a burden. It's a burden on society. It's a burden on a law enforcement officer to have to have, their every action brought under scrutiny, because they're already doing a job that these other people obviously don't want to do.
Right.
But are going to, be held accountable by. It gets confusing, man. It doesn't make sense. It shouldn't be taking place. The decision-making process on the law enforcement officer's part is extremely compressed, when confronted with violence. And I would like to think that every law enforcement officer is has received the training and requisite preparation to make the right decisions at the right time every time. But we're all human beings. You know, human beings make mistakes, errors in judgment, make decisions based on limited information. But when you focus on a profession in which your life is at stake, maybe you ought to walk a few miles behind a badge before you start shooting your mouth off on what you think is, should be done, or what you think is appropriate, or how the problem should be addressed.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. I just, I looked at that. And I'm just glad that lady was fast and quick and had trained enough on the stoppage, because that guy was I'm wondering if the stoppage was not caused by him coming in on her gun hand, because he actually got in on her and struck her, I think, with the hand holding the knife or the... I can't remember what it was.
Right. Well, I'm actually trying to pull up the video right now.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're coming up on the first break.
There's so many of them.
You coming up on the first break, you try to find that video. The guy, I think his last name was Ruiz, R-U-I-S.
Okay.
Shot in Michigan. And we're going to go through the break, and you check that out. CombatSpeed.com, that is Dave's website. And you can go to his Facebook page, which is Dave Harrington, which is probably more entertaining than the website, simply because Dave also plays a really mean guitar. And his cats sing background for him. They're the background vocals. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DesantisQuality.com, the home of DeSantis Quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity, TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington, Did you find the video, sir?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what do you think of it?
Absolutely cut and dried. And, yes, I agree with you. The stoppage was probably caused by the suspect. And she did. She did an excellent job clearing it and, you know, finishing the job, so to speak.
How good are with the training for LEO, right? With the training for LEO, when I was when I was in the military, you know, slapping the bottom of the magazine is just that. That's and when you do it in front of a civilian, they're like, "What are you doing?" But I mean, it becomes second nature after you've trained enough with that. So when she's slapping the bottom of the magazine, how much does that is she just good? Did somebody show it to her? What I mean, is that a result of good habits and good training?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Basic immediate action, you know, you take basic immediate action to reduce the stoppage in the event that a handgun fails to function properly. That action of tapping the mag serves two purposes, primarily to give you tactile feel that there is, in fact, a magazine present in the gun, and also dual task. Seat and make sure the magazine is seated and locked in the frame.
Right.
Then you action the slide to extract and eject a faulty cartridge, a fired case, and chamber, you know, feed and chamber a fresh cartridge. And, you know, if it's necessary at that point, once you reduce the stoppage to continue firing, of course, that's a decision point in and of itself.
Right.
But, the frankly, having, you know, watched the video, and of course the we haven't seen the body cam. I haven't seen the body cam footage, but I was frankly surprised she allowed him to get as close as she did at all before engaging him. She gave him every opportunity to stop action, and, you know, he chose to attack her anyway. So, good on her.
Yeah. The what about her allowing him to get as close as he did?
Well, see, that comes back to the point of interest in the first segment when you have, you know, social opinion having a direct impact on law enforcement officers as a whole on the tactical level of decision making, that's not right. It's out of control. It's completely unnecessary. The mechanisms that I'm familiar with and know that exist, you know, even in the smallest departments, any shooting is going to be reviewed, and forensics being what they are today, you're going to know exactly what the truth of what transpired from a forensic standpoint.
Right.
So, therefore, you know, it'll be easy to cross-check the legitimacy of a shoot or not. But then again, we're all human beings. We all make errors, errors in judgment, decision-making. You know, we may not have all of the information in respect to being best prepared to make the right call. But law enforcement officers should not be put in a position in which they have to second-guess themselves under those circumstances.
Well,
shouldn't be happening.
No, I think. How long does somebody have to train before they're turned loose on the street with the police departments?
I'm not sure. I'm sure it varies from department to department and, you know, as far as local, state, and level, or local, state, and federal levels, I'm sure the requirements are, you know, very different. But, you know, academies have standards. all academies have standards. Depending on what level of law enforcement you're pursuing, I'm sure the academy is going to be, you know, commensurate in duration to
right.
support the position. But the fact of the matter is, another fact I'd like to expand on real quick is proper training and conditioning. The I'm not going to say what exists is inadequate, but what exists can be improved upon, but what it really boils down to is who controls the purse strings. How much is it going to cost? And quality training is expensive to support. And until, you know, the powers that be, I'm not saying anything new, but until the administrations of the respective departments understand that training is a necessity. It's not something nice to have, you know, throw your guys a bone every once in a while and let them, you know, go to a training class or, you know, internal training or external training. It should be a flat out requirement. And if you're not actively on patrol, everybody should have at least, three or four training days a month in which they, you know, I'm not saying overly focus on shooting, but tactical problem solving, scenario-based training that puts the officer in a position in which they need to know and understand their rules of engagement in order to make the appropriate and correct decision of shoot, no shoot.
Let me get you to hold on right there. We'll be right back. We're doing a little forensic examination, me and my guest, Super Dave Harrington. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As violence continues to escalate around a federal justice center and courthouse in Portland, Oregon, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the president will take action.
Democrats continue to put politics above peace while this president seeks to restore law and order.
McEnany speaking during a White House briefing continues.
By any objective standard, the violence, chaos, and anarchy in Portland is unacceptable.
Riders on Monday were tearing away the protective barrier of the Portland Federal Courthouse piece by piece. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he hopes the United States and United Kingdom can work out a quick trade deal. Pompeo in London on Tuesday meeting with UK leaders to discuss a number of issues. And President Trump's coronavirus briefings resume today. It will come as many states are dealing with outbreaks of the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York, without proof, is slamming Republican leaders for crafting a new coronavirus stimulus bill behind closed doors.
Writing a bill in your own office without any input from Democrats, dropping it on the floor, and demanding that Democrats support it is no one's idea of bipartisanship.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio is asking Attorney General Bill Barr to conduct an immediate review into the Planned Parenthood Federation of America's participation in the Paycheck Protection Program. Rubio is also asking the SBA to conduct a full investigation into how 37 Planned Parenthood affiliates applied for and improperly received a total of $80 million in loans from the PPP. Planned Parenthood's employee size is about 16,000 employees nationwide, which would make them ineligible for the PPP loans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. Still got Dave? Yeah, there he is. Are you familiar with the Officer Tony McBride at the LAPD with her shooting that she was involved in April?
Yes.
Now, aren't we being told all the time by the gun grabbers that only a person highly trained should be allowed to carry a gun all the time? And here we have this police officer who's competed with Top Shot. She trained at Terran Tactical and who knows where else. And I mean, the incident she's involved in is classic textbook as to what you're supposed to do. She fired six times, hit him six times, stopped him. And now their complaint with her is that she's too good. You see that?
Right. Yes.
Can somebody be too good?
Well, I don't know about too good, but what I do know is, you know, if you're a responsible law-abiding citizen, whether you have a carry permit, enjoy, you know, you live where you can enjoy constitutional carry, or any of the other multitude of employment opportunities that require a firearm as part of the work. There are different levels of licensing and whatnot that in effect outline, you know, the rules of, you know, whatever your duty description is, your job description is, duties and responsibilities, how they shake out. Why a firearm is necessary as a part of your duties and responsibilities. Your rules of engagement are going to be clearly spec'd out. If they're not, you should ask yourself why and get them. But there's any number of levels of training and conditioning that can be acquired. But the thing about it is, the common denominator is, to all of it, violence. It doesn't matter if, you know, and one thing as far as law enforcement as a whole, if I may make an observation, even on the military side of the house, combat is pretty much considered on-the-job training. You cannot, in the training environment, absolutely mimic the combat environment. And what I do know is, regardless of your level of training and conditioning, you can only be as prepared in that exact moment that you're faced with violence. So, you know, circumstantially, there's any number of major influences that go into the point of the problem, but when it boils down to human survival, you know, whether they have a knife, gun, screwdriver, whatever it is, if your intent is to survive, you have to do violence.
Right.
And a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people don't even know what violence is, other than, you know, seeing it on TV or, you know, what is it? How to best be prepared to prevent it from happening.
Well, you got to be prepared to go hyper-violent, don't you? I mean, you got to be prepared to give. You've got to be overwhelming in your response.
I will say this. In order to be able to, say, turn it on, turn it off, so to speak.
Right.
If that's what you're getting at, that takes a tremendous amount of training and conditioning. You got to be able to turn it on, got to be able to turn it off. There's, you know, when you get into the, I guess, the psychological management or the mental health of your forces, it's very important. You know, how emotionally intelligent are you? How do you seek help? Do you recognize the stressors? In respect to, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder, how is that handled? How is the post-shooting stuff going to go for you? That's, you know, where a lot of people fall down because they, you know, they're so caught up in being prepared for violence. And
they don't understand what comes after. Yeah.
What's next? Provided you survive, what's next? And, you know, here's what I'm trying to get at, dude. You got to be able to live with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of what happens legally, and I'm not talking about all that, you need to be concerned about it. You need to know what your rules of engagement are. Hopefully, you have been able to operate well within justifiable use of lethal force and not suffer a bunch of legal consequences, but you still have to live with yourself in respect to having, you know, taken a human life.
Right.
How do you get psychologically prepared for that? What are the key points of interest in respect to your training and conditioning that not only help you prepare to do violence, but also prepare you to handle it, having done it? All of these are very important points of interest that people need to take into consideration You know, it's not just about, you know, oh, I need a gun, so I go buy one and get some, you know, ammo for it, and I'm good to go. I mean, right. There's people out there that believe that, but they need to, I encourage them to get beyond that. But, you know, it's coming back to the original point of interest, you know. Pandora's box has got a lot of stuff in it.
Yes,
and when you pull, you know, violence or combat, more appropriately, I guess, it doesn't matter what environment you're in or what your employment status is, if another human being is trying to kill you, you can pretty much call that combat.
Yep.
And you're either going to survive it or not.
Let me get you to hold. Let me get you to hold right there, because I want to expand on that when we get back. For those of you interested in checking out Dave and trying to hook up with Dave and do things with Dave and train with Dave, I would suggest going to combatspeed.com. For those of you that are just interested in Dave and maybe want to see a guitar riff or watch him go shoot a drill or something, well, you can do that at the Dave Harrington Facebook page. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington. We've been discussing a couple of police-involved shootings involving females. And as far as Tony McBride's shooting in L.A., how would you contrast that? I mean, I thought she never let the guy get any momentum coming to her. She waited until she figured out, okay, he is coming. And at that point, when she figured out that he was not going to listen to her, when he got close enough to where if he did start running that he'd be on her, she engaged. How do you contrast that with the one that happened in Michigan? What do you think is a different, big difference to take away from those?
Well, and I, you know, I'm not qualified to backstop my answer, but I think both shootings were justifiable.
Yes.
Based on the information that I've had to review. And you can't compare apples and oranges. Pretty much I see every incidence of violence as a standalone working problem.
Right. Well, okay, let me rephrase the question then. In Michigan, okay. the girl was trying to back up, young lady was trying to back up and not shoot. And right. In L.A., that was not the case. With somebody coming at you in a direct line, should you be moving laterally? Should you be moving backwards? Should you stand your ground and engage quicker? Is it just an inevitable thing? Has anybody ever run at somebody that you know of with a knife saying, I'm going to kill you, and then said, no, I changed my mind? If they're running at a police officer.
I've never heard of that happening.
No, me either. No, so, I mean, to me, if I'm a police officer and somebody's coming at me and I move laterally and they move to intercept, to me, it's game on. That would be my indicator right there. I'm trying to get out of your way. I'm trying to defuse you. Now, with Tony McBride, what she's being sued for right now, they're saying she could have retreated and got behind a car.
She could have done a lot of things.
Right.
But she chose to engage.
Yep.
And out of fear for her own life. That nobody should, that's, it's clear. You know?
Right.
Bad situation, yes. Individual made a bad decision, cost him his life. Not good. But if you are going to, you know, that's what I don't understand about this whole wanting to defund the police, make the police go away, we'll police ourselves.
Yeah, that's going to be, that'll work out great.
That's just inviting vigilantism. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's to prevent that from running rampant?
Well, I mean, where do you draw the line? If somebody gets your parking space, can you get in a gunfight at that point? If you really had your eye on that one parking space?
What's the limit to it?
Yeah.
This is the United States of America. You know, we're supposed to be free, and the only reason we're free right now is because we are an armed society.
Yeah.
And I won't go off on that tangent, but the bottom line is if we are going to even have a society, it needs to be governed properly and held accountable, period. And you have to have people that are willing to do that. And that's where, the professional law enforcement has been born out of violence since the earliest days of man. So it's not a pleasant job, and it's not a pleasant set of circumstances by any stretch of the imagination when you have human beings killing other human beings for whatever reason. But it is a fact of life, and there's evil in this world, and people will do evil, especially knowing there's no accountability. So it's a pretty big problem.
Yeah. I'm not
going to second guess. I support law enforcement. I also support every responsible, law-abiding American out there.
Yeah.
You know, that uses firearms for their intended purpose of protection and prevention of loss of life. But it's not going to be, I don't see it as society's call. It's got to be, the decision has got to be backstopped in administrators that are administrations of the respective local, state, or federal organization, law enforcement organization.
Right.
They have to support their people. That doesn't mean they're not held accountable for their actions, but you need to support them in respect to doing a job that nobody else wants to do.
Right.
That's right. Asking people to, asking someone to do a job for you, and then you're going to tell them how to do it?
Yeah, well, that...
I don't get that part.
I think both of those in incidents were what I think they refer to those as righteous shoots. I think they were justified. Right. I know that the new thing now is even if they are justified, they go after you, they sue you, whatever it is. You could have done this, you could have done that. The perpetrator always becomes the victim, and he's not, it's never his fault, right, even though he's the one attacking cops. Although I know, I've been to enough classes to know that if you want to get shot or beaten, then attack a cop.
Right.
If that's what you're wanting to invite, that's what you do.
Take into consideration how many of these cats out there are like pulling the old suicide by cop gig too.
Well, that's the thing, and how would a police officer know that?
Exactly. It's not for that. That shouldn't be part of the decision-making process.
Right.
Because the answer should be obvious. You know, if you fail to take direct guidance and instruction from a law enforcement officer, there's consequences. And your actions are going to determine what those consequences are. I mean, that's an easy formula.
Yeah.
I don't see it, you know, being that hard.
No, it isn't hard at all.
There's two systems out there, man. There's the legal system and the justice system. They're not the same thing. And it's a problem. You know, because the legal system has got to the point where no one's really held accountable.
Right.
Anymore. They can be plea bargained, it can be whatever. And there's no, the understanding, the baseline understanding as I see it in society as a whole, that you will be held accountable is no longer a baseline standard.
We're running out of time, Dave. I thoroughly enjoyed this. Out. Thank you. I appreciate it. We will do it again. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Mr. Bill. Take care and be safe until then.
Roger that. Coming up next, from Ammo Land, writer John Crump. He's got a couple things he discovered. He's got a couple things going on. We're going to talk to him about that. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.